we're live. Welcome back to the show. It's I'm Andy Gunning and my co-host Jody Stutat with the Fat Thor Podcast. Welcome back, Jody. Welcome back, everyone.
How you doing?
You're here. Good, good, good. Just got to put up our sponsor stuff, sortofclassy.com. Go to Sort of Classy if you want anything for ladies' apparel, earrings, shirts, gifts, whatever. Go to sortofclassy.com. Get your gifts. Send them to your friends. Send them bachelorette party gifts. Whatever you need, it's in there. Or you just need something new for fall, because fall is among us, apparently, even though it's still 90 degrees outside. So whatever. Well. So whatever. And of course, always Jody with here with Midget Mafia OG. We'll talk about him a little bit and that. And everything else that's going on. What else? Oh yes. Also, please support the show. Go to storefrontier.com/Andy's Room. Get a shirt. Fat Thor Podcast. Promote the shirt. If you get a shirt, take a picture. We'll show you on the podcast, may invite you on and at least give you a shout out or give us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Please, Spotify is our number one platform right now, so please go on there, review us there, give us 5 stars there, and Apple Podcasts. We're on 18 platforms, so you can listen to us on whatever, but realistically, just rate us on those, because those are the ones that really matter. So that in the world of podcasts. Yeah. Anyways, all right, that's out of the way. So, okay, it's August 25th. Gotta do a shout out. I forgot to do a banner here. Let me create this little banner here. Because this is a big thing. It only happens once. Very few people make it. You'll see in just a second. If you're watching, if you're listening, you'll get it in just a second. And here we go. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. It's their 50th wedding anniversary of my parents. I want to give them a round of applause and thank you for staying together. And thank you. You know what? You know, I wouldn't be here without you. That's all I got to say. Would not be here without them.
Exactly.
But they made it 50 years. So that's a big feat these days.
Yeah. That is.
It's huge. It's, you know, it's more rare than not anymore. Yeah. So, you know, congrats to them. So when you find your ride or die, you stick with it no matter how tough things get. So happy anniversary to them. Just wanted to throw that out there. Love you guys. I'll be calling them later. They don't care nothing about me. It's their anniversary. It's not mine. You know, my anniversary is my birthday. So they got married 3 years later. Boom. Here I was. And so it's the truth. just it is what it is.
Yeah, 50 years is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's,
yeah.
And especially my dad having the heart attack he had back in December and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they called early, luckily. So we're all good. Everything's good. You know, he's chugging along. He's retired now. He got away from working. He's just putzing around. And
good deal.
Yeah. And my mom's the one that's working still, so. I don't know if anybody can notice if you're watching. Nobody's watching, but anyways, I am in my new studio. Now, I built this thing about 6-7 months ago, and I haven't moved into it, because as soon as I built it, it got hotter than hell because it's in my garage, and I don't have an AC unit in here. So after we've done the last couple of podcasts out by the pool, and you know, you kind of hear the waterfall, and I got the fan. It's nice out there with the fan and all that, but I'm like, man, I really need to start using this thing because I built this thing and I need to set it up. So this is the first test run with it. So I'm literally sitting here.
I know, I'm jealous.
I'm sitting here on my ice maker, and then and then I've got the computer on a box. So we're not fully set up. I'm figuring the lighting out, but I took some pictures because it's ridiculous. Me on a stool. I put this commercial ice maker in about 2 weeks ago because we were spending so much money on ice for the pool.
Yeah,
you know, bags of ice because friends come over, people come over. You're just like, and we started doing the math. We were spending ridiculous amounts of money a month in ice. So we found one, a few $100 on Amazon. My buddy came over and hooked it in to my water heater because I had to have some stuff done on the water heater too. So, so there's an ice maker, which I looked at it and then I was like, I'll put a box on there on the computer and we'll do a test run. We'll do the first test run in the studio. It's here. It's actually a bigger set than this. So when I get some more professional cameras and kind of push them back, I'll have a table here. And this is what I was talking about bringing you here for. That way we'll have a professional studio here. You can just come here. We'll just do it in here. One or two cameras. and all that. So this is a
good meantime, I'm going to have to get me a banner with something fancy behind me.
Well, see, the problem is Johnny's going to have to pay me some royalties. I'm trying to cover up because, I got this from a Johnny's that went out of, did a remodel, and some guy had, I bought it for $100. It was in my bar. Most all this stuff was in my bar. No. At my bachelor pad, my house, before I got married. So I've got all this stuff. I don't know if you've seen pictures. Anyway, so I just took what my man cave bar I had and put all this stuff up in the garage for the studio. And it's pretty cool. It's, all this tin came off a 100-year-old barn down in Sonoya. So pretty cool stuff. So anyways.
Yeah. Looks good.
Look, thanks. Yeah. So now I got to get a table in here. I've got lights. Just got to figure out the lighting better and then get a soundboard and two mics, and then we're ready to go. But I got to figure out the AC problem because it's warm out here. Warm. I got to figure out the AC.
I'm sitting here in the AC with a fan blowing on me.
Right. And I'm starting to sweat already. I want to thank everybody for the downloads, man. Our Spotify's doing pretty good. I think we had like 35 last week from the one I released because we're two behind, which you and I are going to need to get a couple more in the can because I'm going to be gone in September. Thing about that, September, I'm going to Vegas, September the 11th. Yes, I'm flying on September 11th and to Vegas and doing a show that night. And then I fly out to Oklahoma for 2.5 weeks through the 26th. Out there at the Oklahoma State Fair, be doing shows every day, the 15th through the 26th. So
let's good.
Figure that out. But we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it after.
Yeah.
And get it all figured out. We've got it squared up. But anyways, about you. So you did a live yesterday. You hit 90,000 followers on TikTok. You had a little thing going. Tell us about that. How did that go? I missed it. But
the live was actually, it was pretty fun. I never done a live before. People started giving gifts, and my phone started just like galaxy scenes and all kinds of crap.
All those little stuff. That they do the carousel.
The first one I got 7 cents, and yesterday I got $28.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big time.
Nice. Yeah, I always see those in some of these people's lives when they've got like thousands, and they're just sending all this crazy.
Yeah,
things. I know they're equivalent to pennies, and then can add up to dollars or whatever.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah, but some of them are crazy. They'll just go up and they do all these. It's like, okay, enough. That's, you're doing too much with these.
Yeah.
It's just me.
It's just
they'll blow up, do a carousel, do a dance. And it's like, hey, we want to see them, not this little.
See, and I've never seen that stuff. And it was like, holy crap. This is some new age stuff here.
Oh, okay. So you weren't familiar with that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of,
quite crazy. And then a lot. Oh, live, we drunk this nasty thing. Do not get it.
Yeah, I saw that dream. My wife does Coke Zero, and I saw that at the grocery store, and I sent her a picture. I said, have you seen this, whatever this is? Is this? I thought it was just a new label, like a label. And then I looked at it, it said Dreamland Flavor. I was like, this could not be good.
It's horrible.
Is it horrible?
Horrible. It tastes like cotton candy, bubble gum.
Oh, Jesus.
Peaches. Some other flavor sitting out in 90 degree weather.
What the hell? That's fair.
It's horrible.
That sounds disgusting. All that weird stuff. I'm like, there's no. I looked at it and I said, this. I bet this tastes horrible. And I'd literally
$2. You take a sip and throw it away. They're making money.
No. Yeah, of course they're gonna make money. People. It's Dreamland. We're dreamers. It's like, and then meanwhile you take a sip of it, it's nastiest crap ever. I mean, so nobody come up with anything new, because I mean there's no new things, because every time they try to create something new, all they do is take 4 or 5 things that were good and ruin it.
Yeah.
That's all they do. It doesn't matter if it's movie, it doesn't matter if it's a food product or candy product, whatever. Leave stuff alone. Well enough alone.
And I know you love Reese's.
Yeah.
I got a Reese's the other day with the pretzels in it.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Oh, I know.
Sorry. They're just horrible.
Stop messing with stuff. It's already, you already.
Yeah, you perfected it. Don't mess with it.
You hit it out of the park on go. So just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And I know you need to, and people will buy it and all that. And apparently, like Doritos, I did like a quick dive because I saw this on TikTok, a very funny comedian from The Office, Erica. What's his last name? Jeez. Anyways, he was talking about it, and I did a deep dive on it. Did you know Doritos, Doritos Original is basically nacho cheese flavor. And then we got Cool Ranch when we were younger. Cool Ranch came out in our generation. In the 80s. I think it was 80s. It was late 80s. Mid to late 80s. And that was awesome. Cool Ranch was awesome. Everybody liked it. They did it very well. It was better than the original. Pretty much took over. That's all anybody wanted. And it's still to this day, that's all anybody wants. And apparently, Cool Ranch is the number one top flavor bought for Doritos. But they're making all these other, weird flavors now. And same thing with Oreos. They have these carrot cake ones, these banana Foster ones. They say they make those to get people to go buy the original top seller. So, like, people will see, like, a mustard. Like, they have a mustard-flavored Dorito. I've never seen it in store. But there's a mustard-flavored Dorito. They'll have these weird flavors, and people go, ooh, that looks horrible. I don't want that. And for whatever reason, subconsciously, it forces you to go buy your favorite bag. Yeah,
buy one.
And keep buying. So they are losing money creating these flavors. They know probably aren't
going to sell it
just to get people to go, what the hell? Well, I'm going to buy that and try it. And then I'm going to get a backup pack of the good stuff I know that I like.
Yeah.
So it's not about the double sell. It's about keeping sales in general of the stuff that sells, the Cool Ranch and all that.
Little bottom line.
I'm like, you little sneaky bastard.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. But after I read it, thought about it, I was like, you know what? That makes perfect sense. Somebody
was smart in the marketing department.
Yeah. Well, it's studying our habits and our buying habits and stuff. Like that's why if you go to Kroger, you see they're constantly moving stuff around because, I mean, I took a class in college in sales and marketing and economics and stuff. Did a lot. And of course, I was in sales and marketing with my own business. But, things are set up for a reason. Things are put in place for a reason.
Exactly. It,
impulse buying. If they want to get rid of something, they want to push something. The end cap's done a certain way. There's a whole science there, especially even the colors of restaurants, colors of logos, colors.
Well, I've seen like the cereals.
Yep.
They put the one cereals that look at you at kids level.
Yes. Yeah.
I noticed that too.
Well, yeah, of course. You I mean. You're there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do it. And the worded ones are kind of up top. All the Captain Crunch are down bottom, kind of.
Yeah.
They don't go too much higher than a certain point. Everything. And they keep changing and figuring new things out because they study and watch us. I mean, those cameras aren't just for thieves. They're for watching what we do and how we do it and how long we stand and stare at something. They'll time it. They're like,
this. And the bad thing is, like, you can look at Walmart and see something, and then you open your phone up, boom, it's there.
Well, you can't do that anymore because ours burned down last night.
Eastern
City Walmart burned yesterday.
Yeah, I heard they went somewhere over in the produce section and lit a fire.
I don't know. I just saw a picture of someone took a picture of it when they were inside the front towards the back, towards the electronics, and there was a flame out there. But then someone had a shot of over towards the meat and produce section, like a wall of fire coming down the aisle. So it doesn't, it wouldn't surprise me if that is where it started, but it was bad. It was like through the roof, everything. I mean, what do they start it with? That's my question. And who and why? So that's don't get it twisted, man. That Walmart needs to be remodeled anyways.
Remodeled it.
I haven't been in. I don't go over
there. Yeah, I know. It's horrible over there. But they redone the whole thing.
I will spend more money just to not go over there. I will go somewhere else and spend more money just to not go over there and deal with that stuff.
Exactly.
My wife will order from them every now and then, but we'll have it delivered here. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's that bad. The traffic's over there. You know how it is over there.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrible.
It's ridiculous. And people were commenting yesterday. It's like, is this going to help traffic be better? No. There's still a boatload of stuff over there.
Yeah.
There's still a boatload of things. Oh, there's someone commenting. I was trying to get to what they burned down the Walmart. Yes, somebody burned down the Walmart yesterday. Apparently, it was, and they said the police put out a thing like, if you know anybody of interest or maybe in this area of the Walmart and saw anything, please let us know. So apparently, like you said, Jody, somebody did apparently start this thing. It was an arson. How, what, when, where, we don't know. But yeah, sucker burned and it was going through the roof. They I think it started at like 4 o'clock and they were fighting it for hours and hours until like late last night.
It's crazy.
But the pictures I saw, which I didn't put on here, which I should have, for those of you watching, I apologize. I've got a couple. I'll put on the Fat Thor podcast Instagram page. So go to the Instagram page, follow the Fat Thor podcast Instagram page. I'll put them on there and talk and put on there, hey, this is what Jody and I were talking about on the podcast today. So, because some of the pictures are crazy. It's like the one, yes, Moogie, Walmart burned down in Peachtree City. Yeah, they burned it. It's still standing. It's just there's a big hole in the roof in the back of the big hole. I mean, the front still there. You know, it still says Walmart on the front, but apparently, from what Jody said, it started in the produce, which makes sense on the pictures I saw, and it engulfed the back of the food aisle and all the way into the electronics pretty quickly because some folks were still in there and were able to take pictures before scattering out. So whatever they started it with, it was some pretty powerful stuff because it went quick. It started moving.
And if they started it, why? Like, what? Yeah, what's the purpose?
Yeah, what's the purpose? You know, I mean, well, you know what? There's a lot of new Publix going in. So it may be somebody secretly burning it to drive, you know, people to go shop at the other grocery store. They've put in 3 new Publix around our area. 3 new ones. There's one now in Sharpsburg, Palmetto area going there. The one in Sonoya down near you. I've got the one behind me. I've got 2 here in Peachtree City between me. So in a, I don't know how many miles circumference there, which is not that big of an area from where you live and I live. There's probably where there's like 6 or 7 now.
And have you noticed the Dunkin' Donuts popping up?
Oh, yeah, and they're putting one
everywhere.
Dude, they're putting one behind my house now. Now we'll have 3 in Peachtree City. 3 Dunkin' Donuts in Peachtree City. I hope it's better service because the other 2 suck. And I'm just going to say this, and we talked about it on the other podcast with the money and the change thing. They suck. I don't know about the new freestanding one beside you. I saw it. I didn't go.
It's actually pretty good.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
I saw it the other day when I was down there filming a week ago, and I came up through, and I saw it. I was like, okay, there's where Jody sits. Yep. What's sitting? And I saw it. So I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was a freestanding building. I thought they put it in a strip mall. It was freestanding. So, but yeah, they're going to put one here behind my house, which would be even closer. But I'm like, well, do we need 3 Dunkin'? I mean, honestly, I don't know. So, I mean, we had 4 Waffle Houses. Now we only have 3 here in Peachtree.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that. So, but, you know, somebody was shoplifting and the fire happened to get away. Mookie, that is a very good point. Mookie G, who I'll be doing a show with tonight, the Old Vining's Inn tonight, Thursday night. Tickets are $5 in Atlanta, Paces Ferry Road. Anyways, somebody was shoplifting and had fire happened to get away. Probably that's a good thing because that's happened before. People have done that. It wouldn't surprise me, would not surprise me at all. But you know, you never know. But you know, what are you stealing in the produce you got to start a fire for? Or are they starting a fire and then they went to go get a flat screen and then run out the
eye? I mean, if I did it, it would be because everything in there now is great value.
Oh, yes, great value.
Like, there's no other brands. It's just great value. Yeah, so that would make me mad.
Oh, yeah. And some of those great values aren't good. But some
No.
And the only thing I've ever found that the great value was good, which they discontinued because it was too good. It was actually, they made a peanut butter pie. They actually made a peanut butter pie and it was like $4 and it was damn good. It's as good as the one I make. And then it disappeared. Yeah, it's gone.
It's always like that.
It's always like they have something good. And we're lighting up with comments here today. Thank you. Ever seen Zachary Endell? Ever see Office Space? Laugh out loud. I've heard Walmart isn't great with the employees. Who knows? Yeah, they may have a disgruntled employee.
Yeah.
But that is it. I'm going to burn this office space. I'm going to burn this place to the ground. Y'all just don't know. I'm going to burn this place. My red stapler. Give me my red stapler.
I put in my 2 weeks already. We're going to burn it down.
Burn it down. Burn. We don't need no water. Let them burn.
Oh, goodness.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm sure everybody, but yeah, traffic over there's got to be bull crap because, I mean, everybody's probably driving over there to look at it.
Yeah.
It burned. There's nothing.
And there's only one way in and one way out.
Right.
Which makes it even worse.
It's like a death match over there trying to get in and out of that place. Well, we had to go to Home Depot the other day because I don't know if you saw a TikTok I did, which is going crazy. It's got like 20,000 views and it's just nuts. Who thought a mailbox TikTok would go nuts? I know. Seriously, dude, it's gone.
It's
been going nuts for
2 days. I've been watching it.
I'm like, how do 20,000 people and 900 people be so invested into my mailbox conundrum? But anyway, you never know. You just don't know.
No, you don't.
So for the story, for those, go to TikTok, check it out, watch it, like it, share it, whatever. Amazon, driver, Saturday, I wasn't here Saturday. I was out running around doing some stuff. I was, and apparently I got a text, and my wife was like, Amazon driver just destroyed our mailbox. I was like, what? And there was a Ring video of this guy carrying our mailbox up to our front door. And he said, I'm sorry, I tapped your mailbox. Tapped it. He knocked that sucker slap off the, I mean, it's, he didn't tap it. He was going full speed, probably looked down at his phone, make sure whatever address he's supposed to be at, and didn't pay attention how close he was to the curb and whacked it right off. Now, don't get me wrong. We needed a new mailbox. We'd been talking about it. My wife wanted a nicer one, a newer one to kind of go with what we're doing. And it was kind of getting dingy, and I needed to pressure wash it and paint it. But we looked at them. Prices of mailboxes are absolutely stupid now.
They are.
Especially a decent looking. The ones we were looking at, by the time we were done, it was like $400. I was like, for a mailbox?
Yeah.
Oh, my God almighty. $400 or $500.
I don't need my bills that much.
No. But I need my mailbox money.
That's true.
I got some checks out there floating around that. And my Domino's money for my Domino's commercial floating out there. I need it, you know.
Yeah.
So, because I'm going to Vegas and I need my money for Vegas. So, this dude knocks it off. So we're like, crap. The guy was super nice. He came to the door. We wouldn't have seen it. I wasn't here. Our Ring cameras didn't pick it up at the road for whatever reason. And we wouldn't have known. He could have just gone on and we'd have been like, oh, hell, you know. But he was honest, came up, said, I apologize. I don't want to lose my job, but here's what happened. You know, it was an accident. Accidents happen, man. And my wife was like, well, okay. He goes, I need you to call Amazon, report it so they'll replace it. So she calls and he's all worried about losing his job. He told the lady, he's like, look, please don't fire this guy. You know, he came and told us he could have drove off and we'd have never known. Our camera didn't pick it up. My husband wasn't here. I was on some calls and doing some stuff in the house, but he came up and said, you know, he did it. He apologized and everything. We get it. Accidents happen. We don't want anything to happen to him, to his job. We need people. We need workers. And this guy obviously needs a job very bad. So do not do anything, you know, negative. And my wife was even at the point. She's like, even if I don't need I won't file the claim if it'll keep him from.
If it cost him his job. Yeah.
And she goes, and the lady said, no, it happens all the time. Don't worry about it. We're not going to fire them. Who knows if they did or didn't. Hopefully they didn't. They kept the work. She's like, no, but we do. We will replace it. Send us some pictures and we'll send an adjuster or have an adjuster call you. So they call it. So Saturday I had to go get a mailbox. Well, we were going to order it from Amazon, but Amazon couldn't get here until Tuesday. And the mailbox lady gave us our mail Saturday. Says, if you don't have a mailbox by Monday, we're not delivering your mail. I'm like, I got checks in the mail. So we went to Home Depot and got one, and of course got a nice metal one. And I just did I did it Monday morning real quick, and I just decided to record it for whatever reason, just to record it and kind of talk, you know, about Amazon. And, you know, it was just a funny story. But and they have approved this. So now my wife's got the mailbox she wanted. Amazon's paying for it. Paid me on the left. So I just did it. And then people are like going nuts over about,
did you concrete it incorrectly?
Oh, yeah. Of course I did.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Of course I did. Did I concrete it in green? Some guy was like, just pour dry concrete down there and wet it. I'm like, let me explain something to you. You know concrete? Apparently you don't know how concrete works.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucker's not going nowhere now. That sucker is concrete and good. Good. Yeah. If somebody hits that now, post ain't going nowhere. And actually, it's a metal post, but the thing that holds the mailbox is plastic. So if somebody were to hit it, it would just bust that off, and that post will be there. Post is not going to go anywhere at this point.
Yeah.
kind of like my other one. But my other one wasn't concreted in, but it was here when the house from the previous owner. So we just didn't do nothing with it. So I had nothing to do with it. But when I got a hold of it, I put some concrete in that sucker.
Well, I thought it was funny when you said that he tapped it. We had a driver because we did a bunch of deliveries and malls. He tapped one of the big light poles.
Oh, tap. And I bet it would have been over like a pixie stick, wouldn't it?
Let's just say it was on the ground. We had to pay for the pole and about $8,000 worth of damage to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Just tapped it.
Just tapped it. Just barely. Slightly tap. That's tap. That's what I tell my wife when I tap. Like, hey, we're just tapping. We're just tapping. Destroying is what we're doing.
Yeah.
But I walk down the path. Anyways, but yeah, it's great. So Amazon, we sent the bills into the adjuster. He's like, hey, I sent him a bill for my labor. He's like, looks good to me, man. He said, all approved, and we'll have a check in a couple of weeks. And I was like, see, babe, there you go. See, you wanted it. We didn't rush into it. Amazon took it out, and now we got it.
It all works out, baby.
It all works out. Like I said, the last podcast, we're budgeting more. We're kind of tightening on what we're spending, where we're spending it. Because we were doing some remodeling and doing some things around here. Like, you know, we were like, oh, you know, let's get a hold of some things a little bit. Because like I said, the gas prices and food prices and everything, we're just trying to get better things. And then we're like, oh, we can't afford doing mailbox. We're doing other stuff. It was just a thing on the list. It wasn't like an important thing. But then there's like a $400 thing. And you're like, geez, what's not $400 or $500 now? It used to be, you know, the big thing was everything costs $100. Now everything's costing $400.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
It's absolutely insanity. So your live went good. You got to 90,000, which was, that was your goal, 90,000 followers.
That's our goal so far, yeah. We're giving a free hat away.
Yeah, I saw you giving a free hat. And So that went well.
It did.
That went well. I was working yesterday, running around like a maniac. I'm working during the day, trying to make money. I've got some expenses, but luckily the Oklahoma thing, they're covering all my expenses and buying my ticket out. But I still got to go to Vegas for 2 days, and I got to pay for my hotel. And I forgot to take my vitamin. I got to take my vitamin. Anyway, I got to take my vitamin. Mm.
Is it the gummies?
It's just a pill.
Oh, come on. You got to get the gummies.
The only gummies I take is the CBD gummies at night for my knees and my joints, which it does help. It does work.
Yeah,
I do. A lot. but, yeah, so, you know, I've got a hotel to pay for the 2 nights I'm out there with the World Series of Comedy and food, which it's not going to cost me that much because there's an In-N-Out burger beside there, and we usually eat at Ellis Island, which they have an $8.99 steak thing after 11 o'clock at night. It's the baller meal. And then there's a couple of places I eat at Planet Hollywood beside where I'm staying. $4.99 breakfast. Out of this world. I did a TikTok about one of the places. And when I was out there last time, I ate there every time. There's three right beside each other. There's the Mexican. There's a Mexican one. It's called, what's it called? Oh, and then it's in the Planet Hollywood mall area, if you know where that is, if you've ever been to Vegas. But there's three.
I need
three places you can get meals for $4.99 at the restaurants, and they're amazing. They're really good. Fill you up, $5, get a water, tip them, you know, $3. You're out the door for $8. You can't beat it. There's ways to eat cheap and still eat very well and have fun in Vegas if you do it right and don't pay the casino prices and all that stuff and get trapped into that crap.
Yeah.
So anyways, so I don't need a ton, but I need some money. So I got some bills to pay, some things to work out. So I'm just working during the day and getting everything. Plus I got like four, I got to record like three auditions. Got three auditions I got to record next 48 hours. Not looking forward to that.
Well,
I know. Go, bitch, go. Go, bitch, go. Got a lot to do, and I got a show tonight. Old Rodney's in there. I got a show tomorrow night at Waller's Coffee Shop, and I'm supposed to be at the Laughing Skull Monday night, but I don't know if I'm still on the show because they changed their booking system and, they put a thing out there, and I was like, well, if I'm already booked through the old system, am I still booked? And they never answer back. So I guess I'll get an email Monday if I'm on the show or not, but anyways, we'll go from there. So that's what we're that's what I'm doing. So what's new in the Jody world? What's going on there before we get into other things and news and topics and all the other stuff?
What's got that? Stickers. Got our stickers in. And always losing the mic.
Now my ice machine is unplugging the microphone. I thought I cured this problem by moving into the studio. That's good.
You need some super glue?
You got stickers. You got stickers. Good job. You got stickers.
Yep, we got them.
How big? Show them again. I want to see how big they are. Wow, this that one's big. How big is that? Three? Was that?
Well, it kind of looks big because I look small.
Don't say that. Come on. That's a big
sticker. It's 5x3.
That's a big sticker.
And that's a 3x5.
That's a big sticker. Dude, that's a big sticker. I make my own stickers. That's a big sticker. No, it is. Because mine are 3x3.
Yeah.
And they're pretty decent size. But that's when you go 5x3, that's big because if you think about it, you cut it out of a sheet of 8x10, you only do a couple, maybe three.
Yeah.
Anyways, cool.
The problem is where I order them from, they do them on a roll. So now I have to cut out 500 stickers.
Oh, you've got to cut them out. They don't have.
No.
Gotcha. But they have them cut to where they'll peel off though.
Yeah, no, they're peelable.
Okay. So. But they're on the roll. You just gotta go.
Yep. Cut them all out.
All you do, dude, they've got those little roll things with a razor on it, and you go, and just put it on that, and go like toilet paper.
What fun is that?
Okay, fine. You go scissoring your scissors all you want.
We're old school.
Yeah, and when you call me, when you tell me, man, my hand's cramped up, and you got a little lobster claw for a hand, and you're like, it won't move. It's just all.
Well, the reason I mentioned super glue for you because I got it all over my hands. We got some extra.
Now it's getting snagged on this. God dang, I keep winning to lose. He went for losing, man. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I ordered a Goodfellas DVD.
I know you ordered, but have you watched? I'm not talking to you till you watch it.
I ordered it. It will be here the 30th. God bless you. I went to go online up here at the shop and watch it, and they wanted $3.99 just to rent it and watch it.
$3.99, okay. We used to spend that at Blockbuster.
I went to Amazon and bought it for $7.99, and I actually have the DVD.
Okay, well, guess what? You're going to watch it a million times, because I do. I watch that thing all the time. Swear to God, if you don't want it, you can send it to me. I'll take it, and I'll cherish it and watch it a million times, but I don't have a DVD.
Give me autograph it for you.
Yeah, there you go. No, I don't have a DVD player anymore, really. I really don't. I don't have one at all. I used to use my Xbox for my kids' Xbox, and then I got rid of the Xbox or gave it to them, and I probably got one laying around packed up somewhere, like, you know, one of those cheap ones somewhere. Yeah. I bet I do. I think the only DVD player I do know that I have, I've got a small TV for my pop-up camper, and it has a thing you can drop a DVD in the back. It's a little Walmart deal thing I got for the boys when we went hunting. So when they were younger, so when they were bored and we wanted to drink around the campfire and shoo them away, we put them in the camera and they'd watch a movie. I've got that. I think that's the only DVD player I have. I've probably got one. Anyways. But yeah. DVD. But yeah, I was watching the thing about DVDs and about, you know, how all the movies and TV shows and the movie, you know, when now the way they're making movies now and how the budgets and everything have changed, because, you know, if you're going to go direct the theater, the amount of money you have to put in it and what you don't get out of DVDs anymore. Because even if you didn't make money in the theater release, you always had the DVD release that came behind it, which is like releasing it into the theaters. And some of the movies made more money on DVD releases and actually were able to make money by DVD. But now that's gone from the industry. There are no more DVD releases.
Well, it's crazy because my residuals, I make more with the DVDs than I do the streaming.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were saying something, the stream does not pay near as much. So if you're doing a budget on a movie and then your advertising budget, because whatever you spend on a movie, they say it's $10 million. You got to spend that or just a little bit more in print advertising. They said pretty much if you spend $10 million on a movie or $20 million, you've got to spend the same amount on advertising to get it out there in print advertising. And apparently the theater price, you split down the middle. The theater gets half, and then the movie gets half. And so you've got to really think about where am I going with this? Because if I'm going to go to a streaming platform, then we're not going to go to the movies with this. We're just going to go straight and keep it at $10 million. And be done with it. And like you were saying, and which I didn't realize, the streaming pays the actors less now. So I did not realize that.
Yeah. I mean, how
much less? Roughly how much less do you think? Is it 20, 30, 40, 50%? Or what do you, what do you see?
I would say probably 30, 40-ish percent. Right, I mean, I just got my Greenland residuals and it was like $88.
Okay. So go ahead.
The streaming was like $3.
Oh, really? So you, $88 was DVD, and then $3 was streaming.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
That's some.
But they, I mean, bullshit. They're saving money on production side by doing that. So it's all money game.
Of course it is. It's a money game. And it's about advertisers and the amount of advertising money they can get out of it. Because the game's changed and it's constantly changing now.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's interesting. I did not know that. Yeah. That is very interesting. But it makes sense. It makes sense talking about it now. You think about it, it makes sense. Yeah. And, you know, because I see a lot of guys doing residual reveals and some of them are like $14 here, $10 here. And I'm like, and they're getting it from streaming service, and I never equated it to they're getting a smaller amount now because I guess because it's so bastardized or so diluted. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's also why they're trying so hard to get you to do direct depositing.
I'll do direct deposit. I'm waiting on 5 freaking checks right now.
And the reason being is like I've gotten checks for 32 cents.
Right. But people get checks for like 5 cents and all that. Yeah. I've heard that, but they have to pay because if they don't ever pay it, if they spend more money in getting it processed and mailing it to you than what, but they have to by contract because if not, they could get sued.
Yeah, exactly.
They get sued. I'm sure I'm going to get one of those one day. I hope I get one of those 5 cent checks one day.
They're great. They're absolutely funny to take to the bank. Like, here's my check I need to deposit. They look at you like, it's 32 cents. Like, okay.
Oh, well, luckily I can deposit from my phone now. So I'll just do it through my phone. Won't even
work. No, you've got to go in with them.
You got
to
go.
Because you have to watch their faces. You got to see the reaction.
I will do that. That would be like, yes, I've got paid 5 cents for it, man.
Yeah, I'm a big time actor. Look at this.
Yes, I got 5 cents for Ant-Man. Not me, but you. I won't ever. I got work on one Marvel movie one time, and then they fired me like the day before the shoot. But they still paid me, so I can't. Yeah. It was Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
The director decided to cut down the amount of people in the scene, and I was one of them. I was one of 8 that got cut out. Fun stuff. Still got paid for Spider-Man Homecoming. Didn't have a chance. Went through wardrobe, went through testing, all that. Went to the studio, went through all that. And it right here by my house. And then the day before, they go, director decided to go a different way. These 8 people are no longer in the scene. I'm like, God dang it.
It's like the last Goosebump movie. They called me up. I went all the way up in Atlanta. Did the whole fitting. They showed me what the outfit was going to look like.
Yep.
I'm like, cool, I'm ready. And that was it.
Nothing.
It was gone.
What were you gonna do? What were they gonna have you do?
Oh goodness! It was one of the like little leprechaun gnome style.
Yeah, y'all the gnome dudes. One of the gnome dudes. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Oh well. You know, it's.
I mean, I still got paid for it, but it kind of stinks when they say, "Yeah, you're cut."
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the Domino's commercial. I found out I'm not going to be seen. Our whole scene was cut, but we're still paying you. I'm like, no, you bastard. I want to be seen naturally. God damn.
Being seen helps me.
It helps me.
Yeah,
I can't say I was in a Domino's commercial. People were like, which one? You running? I got caught, motherfucker.
Yeah. Excuse my language. Well, it's like I've had a bunch of them on TikTok complaining about that. Some of the stuff I did, I wasn't on the IMDb, so yeah, I didn't do it.
I saw that. I was like, so explain that one more time, because I saw the post and I saw somebody and I was like, I need to remind him to talk about that on the podcast. People. And I'm like, you dumb assholes.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, I done, Legacies. I done, My Best Friend's Exorcism, Raising Dion. None of that's on IMDb. But you can put it on there if you sign up for the IMDb Pro. Right. I can sit there and put it in myself. But
$150 a year, though.
Yeah. For me to sit there and act like I did it.
Right.
You've got the
paycheck stuff. It's like all the paycheck stuff I've got in there stacked up. Yeah. Anybody ever wants to argue, it's like, you want me to show you
the paycheck? I got my box. That's why I did the one the other day with the residuals. I'm like, that's kind of funny. Warner Brothers just gave me some money. For doing nothing. Like, it's amazing. I just randomly picked a person.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. That's hilarious. Oh, that's so good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. I've got all these checks. People are like, sometimes some of the shows I do, like the comics or the people that are producing the show will know I've done, because they follow me and they're friends of mine, and they'll do an intro. Like, what do you want me to say? I'm like, I don't care. I'm not big on intros, and I don't like to be oversold. I think in comedy, if you oversell somebody on an intro and then they don't deliver, I'd just rather be it simple, sweet, and let me come in and do my thing.
Yeah.
It sometimes kills the vibe of the performer. Because they build them up too much. But I've had a couple people like, he was just on season 4 of Ozarks, da, da, da. And then people will. And so, and when you say that, I don't like for people to say that, because people sit there and go through their head, what episode is he on? Instead of listening to me what I'm doing, they're thinking about what.
Yeah.
And then after the show, people come on and go, what episode were you on? Okay, did you listen to one word I said? I mean, I know y'all laugh, but Jesus. Is this all?
Laughing because they didn't see you on IMDb.
They go, no, you were funny, but I'm trying to think which episode you were on. I'm like, God dang it. You know, I was on 3 episodes. You can see me in 2. You can't miss me. I got a close up with beside Ruth. I'm on the street 15 times. I'm on both sides of the street at the same time. I'm like, I don't have any lines, but I mean, so I tell people, it's like, don't say anything about TV or the movie stuff.
Yeah.
Don't, just leave that alone. Just go there to say, hey, Danny's been touring, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can say I'm open for whoever. Yeah. Just don't say any of that stuff, because people just go, what episode is it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's like, Jesus. And now I got to get rid of all those credits. I was talking to an agent the other day. I had a meeting with an agent. Not that I'm getting signed or anything right now, but I did have a meeting once to get some information.
Yeah.
We were talking about my next steps and what I need to do and yada, yada, yada. And what I've been doing. And they were like, you got to get rid of all these credits off your actor of access.
Yeah.
I'm like, God dang it.
It makes you feel proud that they're there.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it's like, they got to go.
They go, all that's got to go. And I'm like, what? They go, all this, just wipe it clean.
Yeah.
And we're starting over again. I'm like, God, you know what I've done for 2 years?
I like to show that I actually did something.
Yeah. But it makes sense you're talking about it and they're like, okay, well, you're going to do this now.
Well, you're trying to be professional and you don't want to show that you was just an extra.
Yeah, or bad. I've had close-ups, I've done stand-ins for major actors. I've done tons of stuff, and I've done scenes, which I've done scenes that are on YouTube with movies that haven't been released yet. Like I did a scene with Kelsey Grammer, several scenes.
Yeah.
I'm with him. I'm beside him. I'm in the, it's like, you're like, God dang it. But those things are just kind of personal things. You just got to go, you know what? You made it to that level. You got to work with that actor. You got to do one of those things you always wanted to do.
Yeah.
So now it's time to go to the next phase and you got to just act like you didn't do it. You're like, okay, thank you very much.
Keep the paycheck stubs.
Yeah, keep the paycheck stubs.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I don't have to. It's on YouTube. It's out there. It's on the movie website.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's there. It's there forever. It's there forever. So I can go, hey, go look at this. There it is. Okay. There it is. Not that I'm making any money off of it and barely made any decent money to begin with to be on it.
Yeah.
It was all just experience.
Yeah, the whole, like, the residual thing, that one's funny because your first check comes in and it's huge.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's just like,
yeah.
30 cents, 7 cents, 5 cents.
I guess when they sell them off, because they sell them from different platforms, because you'll get those alerts now from like Netflix and Amazon. It's like, this movie is going off of this platform, and then it's going to another, and then they buy, and then the like Hulu will buy it from Netflix for a small amount of money just to have stuff to run. And so that's where it gets bastardized. So whatever that drops to, then everybody else across the board drops.
Yeah. It's definitely a weird industry.
Yeah, but I think, and I could be wrong, I think I remember Seinfeld was like one of the biggest money-making residual shows other than, I think, Cheers? I can't remember. Anyways, I don't know. I'm kind of curious what they're making now, because it still shows, they still have it on some service. Well, I forget what it is now. I'm just kind of curious what those checks come in for those episodes to them now.
Well, what kills me is like Friends.
Yeah,
they showed a couple years ago, Jennifer Aniston was making like $20 million a year on residuals. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. There's some of those like Seinfeld, Friends that were really big and made a lot of money, and they were still making a lot of big money in residuals from what I understand. So, yeah. So she was making $20
million? Yeah.
Let's look this up.
Look it up because it was a couple years ago.
I know you're probably not lying. I'm just curious what those numbers are because it would make sense.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's type in Friends. I don't know. Let's type in Friends current residual. Friends. Hold on. Friends. If I can spell Friends. My fat.
What school did you go to?
It's my fat thumbs. I swear to God, they make these keyboard buttons on your phone smaller.
No, they're big. For me.
For you. Friends show residual checks today. Let's just put today and see what happens. Sometimes you just got to get the wording a different way. Okay, Matthew Perry's Friends residual checks reveals. Okay, 2017 is when this one was done. Here's how much Friends cast is still making in royalties. 2020. That's as close as I can get right now. Okay, 2020 is when this is. I'm not going to scroll and just take, you know, this. Okay, so Friends were awarded the main cast members significant earnings in the beginning. Their murder paychecks numbered. Yeah, because they merged in the last season. David Schwimmer went to bat for everybody, and they all got the same amount the last season. That was a big ordeal, big thing. I remember that. Originally, the cast members negotiated his or her salary independently. The amounts ranged from $20,000 to $40,000 an episode. However, the third season, the actors got in a position. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, Jennifer Aniston makes more on the morning show than she ever did Friends. Okay, well, that's news. We don't want to know that. Let me go down here. 2% of $1 billion, around $20 million. Okay, here we go. I think this is where your $20 million came in. Rachel Ross, Chandler, Monica, Joey, and Phoebe has led the actors who played them earning big bucks for doing nothing. Per USA Today, each lead star earns 2% of the syndication income each year. 2% of $1 billion is around $20 million. Perhaps it's not surprising that the stars are still rolling, though Jennifer Aniston is worth $200 million and one of the 2019 highest paid actresses. So that's probably where you got the $20
million. Yeah.
So at least we found that. So that makes that was 2020. It was still making $1 billion in streaming. So that's based off advertising dollars and stuff around it probably as well as. So they're making – so now they were making $20 million. It doesn't look like an episode, but it looked like a year. So either way, it's stupid money.
For doing nothing. Yeah.
Well, they're not doing that. They did the show back then.
Well,
it was a success. It was a hit. They did – you know, they had to – perform well for it to be a hit and for it to have longevity like it does. But it's like anything. It's like I was telling about Goodfellas. I've watched it a million times. I'll still watch it.
I'll catch up.
I know. I mean, it drives my wife crazy. But, well, you know what? That just meant, you know, because my wife, I came home, yesterday about 6:37 o'clock when I got done working and stuff. And I came home. She was watching Down at me. I was like, haven't you seen that movie? She goes, no, I've watched the show. I never watched the movie when it came out. So, I mean, people are watching stuff now that never watched before. Like, yeah. You're about to watch Goodfellas. You bought the CD. Yeah. So things are still selling. Things are still moving. So
your
$8 just, you know, gave Ray Liotta's dead now, but De Niro 5 cents or something. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's an interesting, weird world. And it's always changing. It's.
I always said the film industry is like a circus.
It is. It's.
I mean, it's what it is.
100%. I was talking to an FBI agent the other day that moved here from California. And solid dude. He's retired. He told me some cool stuff. Some really cool stuff. I think he stopped told me something that he wasn't supposed to tell me. And I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to hear this stuff. But I was but I'm like, keep talking. Keep talking. And he was saying that he said when he was Hollywood in California before Hollywood moved here, he was investigating some folks in the film industry. And there were some, he's like, dude, there are some shady folks. Yeah. Because it is a clown circus. And that's how he put it. And I said, you know what? My buddy says the same thing. It is a circus. It's a crazy circus. He's like, the things I've seen, the things I've investigated blow your mind. I was like, let's
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a crazy world. So I just won't go into those details. Maybe one day when I can do one and I'm safe and don't get canceled, we'll talk about it. I'd love to have him on. I swear to God, I'm going to go to his house and say, hey, man, do you want to come on the podcast? Because I want you to say this stuff. I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
And I'd rather you say it because you're retired and you're connected. And
I'm just a peon.
Just a peon who doesn't want to get canceled and is still trying to restart his career in this clown circus.
Yeah.
Or start a career in this clown circus.
Oh,
it's so crazy. That's in here. Yeah. Yeah. So. So you showed the paycheck stuff on TikTok or no, you haven't done that yet? Are you going to do
it? No, I've not done that yet. I need to.
Okay.
I mean, I have to prove stuff. I mean, or else it didn't happen.
Tell them to kiss off.
Well, that's.
But you know what? You got to keep engaging. Because if you keep engaging, they keep engaging. If they keep engaging, you get more people and you get more followers.
Yeah.
I need 90,000 followers. I need 90,000 followers so I can keep getting booked on stuff. And when we talk about that, it is a true statement.
Yeah. I mean,
there are comics out there who are getting booked who have hundreds of thousands of followers. That I'm not saying they're not funny. I'm just saying, and I'm not saying I'm the funniest, but they're getting booked and probably on stuff as headliners sooner than they should. They probably need a couple more years in the business, you know, but you know, that's just part of it. And they will.
That's today's time.
I've had clubs and people tell me how many followers you have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, if you ain't got 100,000 or more, I'm not talking to you. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's truth.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, that's all it takes now. That's all it takes. Literally, that's all it takes.
I mean, it used to take a cool jacket, a cool hat, watch.
You had to have a persona, and you had to be funny.
Yeah.
And you had to have, you know, a persona, character, whatever you want to call it. You know, and people do have that on social media and do very well with some of this stuff and do a lot better than me on editing and writing this stuff out and doing these skit things that are really entertaining and funny. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I commend them. I wish I had the time to invest and do as much as they do because it takes a lot of time. Even the little bit of crap I do
in
editing, you know, it takes some time.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys that are doing these well lit and well produced and well edited and everything's, you know, just flushed out and smooth. You're like, that takes a lot of time and some of it talent and a lot of it, you know, intelligence with writing some of these skits out, which is great. And some of them are good comedians and funny comedians and some aren't comedians and they do this funny stuff. And then they go and then they get called. They're like, hey, we want you to go out and go on tour and meet and greet people and do some sort of stand up or you know, something like, well, I can't do this or these characters because they're all built around filming and I can't just do that.
Yeah.
Well, then we just need you to come out and do 45 minutes and talk. And then they get up there and it's like, they're a fish out of water.
Yeah. it's crazy.
And people were like, this is not what was on TikTok or YouTube.
Yeah.
What's happening?
He spent 3 days making that letter.
Right, right. And they're like, this is not what they're on.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so I'm trying to do the reverse.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the reverse, which is not going well for me. But that's me. I always go backwards. I never go forward. I always go backwards.
Yeah.
That's just what I do. I'm stubborn ass.
Well, we got that old school vibe still.
Yeah.
It's hard to get rid of that.
It is hard to shed that. It's hard to. It's not an ego thing. It's just a hard of like.
Yeah.
I want to try it.
That's how we grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. So how much are you selling stickers for?
Two a piece.
That's reasonable.
Yeah,
that's reasonable. That's very reasonable. I mean, those are big stickers, dude. You need to ask for $5.
We might later on.
Because
I might do these and then do another one and maybe raise it up a little.
Okay. No, I'm just a thought. I'm just saying those are nice big stickers.
Yeah.
Those are big. Because I ask for a couple bucks for mine for gas money when I'm at shows. I'll give them for free if they follow me on Instagram or TikTok or something like that. I'll give them for free. But if they want to throw me a couple bucks, I'll give them two, you know, just for gas money. And it does help with gas money, especially when you're driving.
Yeah, I can imagine now.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, it you spend all your money in gas going to and from shows now.
Yeah.
You really do. And some of the shows are starting to pay. Some of them are starting to put out tip jars. I'm not a big thing of the tip jar, but at least charging to, you know, at least saying, hey, you know, the comics are, you know, drove here, gas, da da da. You know, please help them out. And people have been really
good. Well, you don't want to look for the handout, but
no. But
you kind of need the handout.
Well, yeah, and at this point, you know, if we've done a good show and you've laughed and had a good time, great. You don't feel. Yeah. You know, but if you didn't, you know, and they have, and they always do. Like I've made more money, as much money as tips as I have been paid for the show, which is great
because
that covers my gas. That helps me. And I at least net, you know, 30, 40, 50 bucks, whatever the thing is, because I mean, a lot of these, you know, we're all still trying to do shows. We don't want to charge crazy amounts, but we want to, you know, you got to charge something because, and even some of the free shows where the venues are paying, they're not paying a lot. They're just trying to get a new thing of people, so then it's like, hey, you know, those kind of things. Because and that's why I have the stickers now, because I felt like when people were handing me a few bucks, thanks for coming to, I just wanted to hand them something.
Give them something.
Plus, you know, hey, follow me here.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, put it on something, advertisement, you know, branding, you know, just to get followers and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not at the point where I'm like selling shirts and stuff. I will. But at least, you know, here I got a, you know, my wax hamster, you know, midget monkey here. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you, you know.
Yeah. And like I said, that is still an old school I don't want to do, but we're in that time range.
We're in that day and age. I have to look at every show I do now very methodically of how far is it? How much gas? What can I do? Can I make money on the way there? Can I make money on the way back? How can I hedge this, you know, where, you know, we all benefit.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say no, but what, you know, you gotta, and I had that conversation with the guys in Oklahoma, that called me for 2 weeks and I was like, you know, here's what we're offering. I'm like, we got to talk about this, you know, here's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come up 30% to make this thing work out. And here's why. And then I've got a plane ticket. You're going to buy out because I already bought this plane ticket for this. And so, you have to have those conversations. It's like, if you don't want to do it, fine.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm looking at. And I can't go in the hole. I've got to net out this to make it work.
Well, the thing is you're making money because I'm here.
Right.
You can kind of help a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they met me in the middle. They did a little bit more than in the middle. So I'm like, when people do that, I'm like, all right, cool.
Let's go. Cool. Yeah.
We're done. High five. Let's hug it
exactly.
out. Exactly.
Let's hug it out. The thing is nobody wants to work anything out anymore. It's either this way or that way.
Yeah.
There's no middle.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, a lot of entertainers, a lot of people in this industry, they're just so happy to be doing stuff. And especially comedians, they don't negotiate. And they have a bad history of not negotiating, bad history of not saying what they're worth.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. And that's what I was telling another comedian at a punchline a couple nights ago when I was up there. with Rocky Dale Davis, hanging out with Rocky. I'm friends with him. He came on the podcast very early on. He's been very successful, very proud of the dude. Now, he is a grinder and a worker, and we've talked about some of these things. But I was talking to another comedian, and he was like, you know, talking about business and how he liked the way I said, look, and he goes, I got a question. I go, what? He goes, how do you figure out how much you need, you know, how much money to ask and demand and all this, because you've been doing it. I said, look, man, you got to know what your self worth is. You got to know what you need to make every day, okay, to pay your bills or whatever. You got to know what you got to sell. This is a sales 101. I've been a sales guy my whole life. I had a goal. Every day you get up, the scoreboard is zero. Unless I sell something or move a product or get something to a job site, and then I still got to go get the check to get paid from the builder or whoever. So until I do that, I don't get paid. So I got to figure out how much I got to sell to make this much money a day. You got to break it down to a day. So that way you just have a daily goal. And then I said, that's what comics need to have. Okay. So when they're looking at a show, what are they doing during the day? Or do they still have a day job? Is that paying the bills? If that's not, then how much extra do they need? And then that will dictate the show amount. Or, okay, I've done this, and that's why, I've got a day job, but I want to quit it. Well, if you're not getting paid for the comedy show, you're never going to quit the day job.
Yeah, exactly.
You're never going to quit the day job. Yeah. So you've got to get paid for that. And so you got to start asking for this and say, look, man, I got to do it for this. And this is why I got to gas, got this, you know, and some shows don't, but it, you know, and he was like, I've never thought about putting it in how much I got to make per day. I go, well, if you're not doing that, you've already lost the battle.
Yeah.
You've lost,
especially in today's time.
Oh, you have to.
I mean, back in the 80s and 90s, you could kind of free will it and go, but you can't do that now. I mean, it's
a different,
totally different.
Different world. Just crank up that car. I mean, just crank up my truck or my wife's car, which we've got fairly new vehicles, 2019 vehicles. They get good gas mileage. I change oil every 5,000 miles because I put synthetic in it. We grew up religious about that, like you did around cars. My dad was a car guy, just like your dad was a truck and car guy. And you and your brother were go-kart guys. And we grew up in that stuff, around that stuff, and racing the cars and all that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, crank that sucker up now. Just to crank it up basically costs you about $10 just to hit start. Realistically, in the day. So you're like, I'm already $10 in a hole. And if you keep track and keep that in your mind, then it kind of drives you like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Yeah. It's like I was telling him, it's like, even if you drive like Uber or whatever, you got to make this much a day and you got this much. You got to figure those costs out, man. You got to know what they ask for. So when someone calls you to do 20, 30 minutes, well, am I up there in the area working? Can I get up there? Am I going to be around there? And I'll make some money. And then, hey, I need you to give me 20, 30, 40 bucks. So that way I can do gas. Yeah. And to do the show. And it is changing in that way. But people are wanting to go out more and don't want to go back to the fact that of being stuck at home now because they can't afford it, because everybody, I think it's a subconscious thing of, we were already told and stuck at home for a year and it didn't work out. And it was some BS. And now it costs double to go out. I'll spend it because I want to go out. And so people are more conscious of that
They're starting to budget their groceries or budget this, so they can do that now.
Right.
You didn't have to.
Right. Before you didn't have to. Now it's like, my wife told me last night, I think we figured out in the last 2.5-3 weeks since we started the budget thing and the weekly planning our weekly meals, we're only cooking this from this day. We'll eat leftovers for this day. And then we've saved in the neighborhood somewhere between $300 and $400.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's real money that pays for credit cards or whatever, or puts money towards, you know, whatever we need. Like, I got to go get some new headshots now. God dang it. You know, never ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was other things like, hey, you need to go get some new headshots. I'm like, God.
Yeah. So, I just did that.
No, I haven't. It's been 2 years. I didn't say anything. Okay. I was just like, yep, you're right. Okay. I'll shut up and move on now.
And what's crazy is, like, our age, like, I've not changed much in 2 years. So why?
I have. I've gotten grayer in some areas and a little fatter. I've lost some weight, but you can't tell my face yet. I got to lose like another 20 pounds. I've lost 15. I need to lose another 20 because my face stays fat. So that's what it is. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, man, we done our podcast. We've been in here an hour. I've got to go get some things started. Yeah, guys, it's late. I've got some things to do. I got to go work, run around, got to get a haircut, got to go figure out some headshot stuff, got to go do some work, and got to go do a show tonight. So I got to get to moving.
That'll work.
Always, thank you, brother, for being here.
Appreciate it.
Always fun. Go follow me, or and go follow Jody at Midget Mafia OG, either on TikTok or I think it's Midget Mafia everywhere now, isn't
it? It's everywhere now. Yeah, you can find it everywhere.
You've just relabeled everything from Jody to Midget Mafia. So there's that. Or go follow me at Andy Gunnan or the podcast on Instagram, Fat Thor Podcast. Follow us on the podcast there. I'm going to start editing and putting clips up, as well as I think we'll start a TikTok site as well. So we'll link all that together so everything will come together and bridge at me, you, and the podcast and everything together. So we keep promoting and going. Good job on your 90,000. Throw some my way.
We're trying.
I know. Don't worry about it. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're doing some stuff, man. Anyways, we will see you next week. We will see you guys next week. If you're watching us live, if not, go to Spotify. We're uploading the episodes every 2 weeks, so this episode will be out in another 2 weeks. Go listen to the previous. I'm about to upload the one from 2 weeks ago when we get off here, so the new one will be up. Go check it out, and we'll talk to you later. Be good, and go to stonefrontier.com/Andy's Room, get a Fat Thor podcast shirt, or go to sortaclassy.com for anything, for gifts for your ladies, for ladies, for ladies, for dudes, for anniversaries, for whatever. That's what you need to go do, because there's your one-stop lady shop. That sounded weird. Did that sound weird? All right, we'll see you guys.
See y'all.